Hey guys, it's Nyan Neko. Today's gonna be a little bit of a shorter one today. I'm expecting someone to come over soon to help continue with fixing our kitchen, but I'm gonna make this somewhat quick. It is raining, so if the gutter starts up again, I apologize. And if my cat is being a pain in my lap and making noises, I apologize again. Originally, I was going to read from the Bible, of all things, from the Songs of Solomon, which is essentially love letters between King Solomon and his lover, which has gotten, I guess, bad press, so to speak, in certain countries, and they've used that to ban the Bible entirely. That's a whole other thing. I'm not an expert. I haven't researched in those type of political situations. But I did grow up in a evangelical Baptist church, which happened to be very, very conservative and relatively small. There's only about like 150 people, 200 people in our congregation. So, I mean, like, I grew up with church families and church kids, but I never felt like, I fit in, you know, being an introvert and stuff. It was very cliquey between all the kids, and, it's like, you know, these people up till college, and then I moved away from college, and when I moved back home, I didn't really go back to the same church, and I didn't feel like I wanted to be more involved with that church. But anyways, my biblical knowledge is somewhat limited, and it's relatively quiet. Songs of Solomon. Let's just go ahead with it. It kind of has three parts. I'm reading off of the English Standard Version, ESV. I grew up reading the NIV style, New International Version. Let's actually switch over. There's so many versions of the Bible, it's like different updated translations or more relevant translations. There's like the New Living Translation, New Life, New King James Version, New International Version. I am curious though what the New Living Version, Tree of Life Version, there's so many. New Testament for everyone. Young's Literal Translation. New American Bible. Names of God Bible. I'm getting distracted, I'm sorry. I guess the English Standard Version would be kind of a default. Let's go with Song of Solomon, chapter 1, in the New Living Translation, and I'll link this for sure. Hopefully we'll be okay for recording in time. Sorry, this is kind of all over the place, but here we go. Chapter 1. I'm not gonna go, like, verse 1, verse 2. We can just kind of read along. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, New Living Translation. This is Solomon's Song of Songs, more wonderful than any other. Young woman, kiss me, and kiss me again, for your love is sweeter than wine. How pleasing is your fragrance. Your name is like the spreading fragrance of scented oils. No wonder all the young women love you. Take me with you. Come, let's run. The king has brought me into his bedroom. And there goes my phone. I'll say that's a preview. And I'll talk to you next time. Today's been an off day. I apologize profusely. All right. Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.